like it so much, let's do it again.
All right. You know, one of the things, I get a lot of questions during the week, and a lot of the staff handle it, and I appreciate that. But we got one from a gym that says, I got a quote for a walk-in jacuzzi tub. Could you tell me what a fair price for that would be? And I wrote back, I said, no, I would need to know a lot more. And he said, well, how about $25,000? And I said, that sounds about right.
Does it? I thought Nate might have still been a slightly low, but not that, knowing the size. Or that,
if all we're doing is going in there and taking an existing 5-foot conventional bathtub and converting it to a jacuzzi-style walk-in sit-down jacuzzi tub, that's going to be about right. If we're not replacing flooring, if we're not replacing the toilet, the lighting, the mirrors, the cabinet, the countertop, and all that, because it'll click up from there really fast. But what you need to know about a jacuzzi, or not any brand, what you need to know about a walk-in sit-down tub is you have to walk in naked, close the door, turn the water on, and sit there the whole time it's filling up. That's not too bad. But then when you're done, you have to push the drain and sit there as the water goes down the small of your back, around your privates, over your thighs, down your knees, to your ankles, before you can open the door and step out and dry off. So they are extremely luxurious experience sitting there in a sit-up soaking tub that has Whirlpool jets on it. It's an incredible experience. But I have heard some complaints about the waiting time, sitting there, twiddling your thumbs for it to fill up, and chilling yourself while it's draining. So all things you need to know. You know, that we were talking about mini splits. The other thing we were going to talk about, somebody wanted to know, can I hang my own sheetrock? What are some tips for hanging my own sheetrock? Well, the first tip I can give you is hire it out. Hire it out. When you're hanging sheetrock, let's say it's in a new room addition, and this is an area maybe you and your contractor decided you can save some money because it can't be that hard. The first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to hang the ceiling. And to hang the ceiling, you're going to have a spatial conception of making all the cutouts that are up there on the ceiling for the recessed cans, for the ceiling fan junction box, for the exhaust fans. And you're going to hang this sheet of sheetrock over the top of your head. And you have to almost attach it blind because you're standing in the middle of the sheet and you're looking down the bottom of the ceiling joist and you're lining up your screw gun and you're sinking the screws. And you sink the first one, that isn't enough to hold the rock up. You sink a second, a third, and a fourth one, that's just barely enough to hold the rock up, while you then add supplemental screws. It's definitely a 2 or 3 person job if this isn't something you're accustomed to. It's a very heavy piece of sheetrock. And I would tell you, for ceilings in particular, do not hang 8-foot sheets. Hang 12-foot sheets. It'll be that much less taping and texturing when you're done. Now, once you have the ceiling done, then you take your first sheet of sheetrock on the wall and you lift it all the way up to where the top joint of the sheetrock meets the ceiling. And then you do the same thing. You start driving your screws till the sheet hangs itself. Then, depending on the height of your room, you take the second sheet of sheetrock and you slip it down underneath and you use toe kicks and jacks underneath the plywood, underneath the sheetrock, and you lift that bottom sheet up to meet the top sheet you've already hung. That's going to leave a little space down at the bottom that you're going to have to fill with something. But don't worry about that. That's going to be behind the baseboard. It doesn't have to be anything pretty unless you finish down to the floor, which is a whole different issue. Hanging sheetrock is a tough job. It's a really tough job. And if you're so determined to do it yourself, call me back after you get the first four or five sheets hung on the ceiling. And let me tell you what they charge to hang it. And then you tell me if it wouldn't be worth it to have somebody else. If you could find them. Everybody's kind of busy right now. But hanging sheetrock is a tough, tough do-it-yourself job. Once it's hung, I can teach you how to tape it, texture it, and finish it all. Folks, we hope we've educated y'all a little bit about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Hope you've enjoyed the visit. I certainly have. Romy certainly has. And we'll be back next Saturday.